B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
See, they're actually brothers. It's Jermall and Jermell.
For real?
Two different fights.
Oh, okay, so they're each fighting, but against other opponents.
It's two epic fight cards, five world title fights,
is it,
all in one night for one prize.
Is it so wrong of me to want to see the two brothers fight?
That's kind of what I want to see.
I don't know if they fight in the same
Then I want to see like
because
the, I want to see the mother in the stands.
You know they've been fighting from the time they were, if you look at my boys, so, I mean, they've been fighting since they were three.
Yeah.
I mean, it's built in.
Yeah, but there's a certain built-in love there, too. I mean, it's respect
God, they're,
and love.
They're the worst of enemies and the best of friends all in the same day. It's amazing.
Right. But there's nothing like, you. Like, in a cynical way, you've got to sit there at sometimes when they get going and enjoy, like, if one hits the other with a haymaker. And this one's crying.
Oh, yeah, no.
And he bites this
great.
One. Like,
no, I love that. Yeah.
Like, he should have hit him.
Yep. Not following the boxing as much as I used to, but identical
Billy
twins.
Billy Lanny probably is.
Both champions. Yeah. Well, Lanny is probably similar.
What do we got? Tyson Holyfield coming up?
I about died. Look, driving in and listening to pregame yesterday, Lanny did the read for someone.
Who's George Foreman got on the card?
And it's almost like he just went into, "Hi, I'm a different person today, and I am doing this live read."
Hey, what happened to the Tyson fight?
Yeah.
Wasn't he going to fight somebody?
What, beat some shark off?
No, who is he fighting?
No, hold on. You're right.
It was like one round.
It's happening. Let me look it up. I just pulled up a story.
Okay.
Let's see.
I wanted a three-round exhibition, but they're going, I think, eight. If I remember correctly.
Is it Roy Jones Jr.?
Jesus.
When is... T-Bone just whispered in my ear, yes. When is the fight?
Yes.
When is it scheduled?
Upcoming exhibition. It is happening... Oh, November 28th.
Ah, Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, I get that.
Exhibition in California Thanksgiving weekend.
All right.
Are you going to watch it? It's not going to last very long.
You don't think it's going to go the distance?
No, they're both going to wear out in
two rounds.
Someone's going to throw in the towel. Like, you think someone's going to get knocked out in that fight?
I don't know. Roy Jones Jr.
Roy Jones is going to run around the
it's
ring.
It's going to be like two rounds. They're going to be like, forget it.
Well, I hit him the quad and quit on
Why did we
one.
Do this?
It's okay.
We regret doing this.
Stop running around.
Jeremy's in Westboro on the game last night. Jeremy.
How you doing, guys?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
Bertrand, Hardy.
Hey.
It's actually Westport, but that's all right. That's
all right. I'm sorry.
No worries. So, what a game last night, guys, huh? Oh, my God, man. I was like, I got no nails left today watching that. It was like the Super Bowl all over again, you know? We just needed 1 yard. So, I watched that play over and over, right?
Yeah.
I know, like, you're in a moment. I'm not a football player. So you were. But, like, seems to me like, I don't know, I keep saying... When I keep watching it, like, he should have went to the right. He seemed like he had a wide open space to the right. But
nah, play call was left. You're pulling guards.
Nevertheless, though, Cam Newton, man, is doing what I expected him to do this year.
Is he?
I think he is. And I, hear me out. I think he's going to be.
In all honesty, real quick, in all honesty, what made you expect him?
He's going to be a candidate for MVP this year.
All honesty, what made you, what expectations, what led you to have these expectations you had? Because he sat for over a year. Nobody touched him.
Nope. And I think, you know, him coming in here with that chip on his shoulder, like, you know, because everybody passed on him. You know, it's like a lot of guys that get...
A lot of guys have chips on their shoulder.
I'm with Jeremy on this. What are you talking about? Like, it was unfair to have expectations for Cam Newton this year?
Come in and light it up. I didn't expect him to light it up like that.
Well, he hasn't lit it up yet.
He lit it up, yes, last night. Okay.
I mean, in the sense that
he got a slot receiver on one leg. You got Demir Byrd, and you got a second-year player.
I'm not talking about individual players. I'm talking about winning, you know, big games or anything yet. Right? If they won last night, I think the conversation is a little different. They're only 2 weeks in.
Okay.
Through 2 weeks.
I'll calm down.
I don't think it's unfair to be saying, wow, Cam Newton, he's healthy, and he's buying in. Like, that was not unfair for someone to expect that be the case.
Okay.
you were just so down on Cam Newton in the offseason and were so convinced that Brian Hoyer was going to be the starter that you've just got to adjust.
I just...
Did you go Stidham first, then Hoyer?
I was always Stidham. But Hoyer looked best in practice. I mean, everybody talked about it.
Stidham can't even get active in 2 weeks. He can't even make it onto the active game day roster.
We got anything on Instagram lately?
What's he doing? Scout team. We're going to start calling him Scout.
He's traveling. Nice.
Scout.
It's Hardy's dog.
Yeah, Scout. Multiple reasons.
Here's Scout.
He's in the doghouse.
Here, girl.
He's the Scout team quarterback.
My dog got in a fight this morning. Two German Shepherds.
Third stringer.
Wait, your dog got in a fight with two German Shepherds?
He's testing his boundaries again. Went down there barking on him and like, she's yelling, no, get back here. He defends the property.
That's a good dog.
He'll never attack anybody. And German Shepherds are like, what do you want? Come on, hit me. Now, you take first swipe. She had a pole monitor. Pete himself. He's not a fighter. He's a lover. Wow. I like that he defends property.
So what happened? Who won the fight?
It wasn't really a fight.
Okay, they back off?
They said it. She said it could have got really bad. Okay.
Where were you?
I'm driving in.
All right.
So you weren't home?
No. Oh. I listened to the whole thing on her phone. It was funny. She's out there screaming, like holding the phone, like we're in the middle of a conversation. Get back here! He goes out on the road. Like he don't care. We need to turn on that thing, zap his ass again. Get him going.
He's got to relearn the boundary.
He's a little too brave right now.
And yeah.
I need to set some boundaries for him when I get home.
Put that collar back on.
I'll take a walk around the property when I get home.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Tim in Nashua. Tim.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Real quick. Yeah, so how did you feel about the whole game plan? Do you feel that Josh McDaniels also has to learn from Cam Newton,
yes,
the player that he is?
Yes, and I think it's evolving. I think they are limited in the personnel that they have. He lost his third down back the day of the game. I mean, James White's probably your second best player in offense, right? Is it Cam and James, or is it Cam and Edelman? Those are your top three players on offense.
Yeah, I would say it's probably
his top three player on offense.
Cam, Edelman, James White.
James White is a major, major factor on third down passing, which you're in a lot. You know? Skill set. It's one of the few backs you could split out and throw the ball to. So you're limited there. Edelman's banged up. It's going to be an issue this year, man. You're not going to see him practice, I think, during the week. And you got to keep this guy in a pitch count. I don't know how he's going to do this for 14 more games. He's taking a beating. He landed on his neck, I think. He took two shots to the neck, landed on the neck once, and just hobbled. But, man, does he got guts and balls. And do we question that? No.
No.
Somebody else has to consistently step
reject
up,
anything, you know, with the Josh McDaniels stuff today. So you're telling me Josh McDaniels sucks. Who? It was a bad game plan. Not you. I'm saying callers. We've had callers that have said this today. He doesn't know how to do his job. The end of game call was terrible. Yet the Patriots just went on the road in Seattle with Julian Edelman and a bunch of we don't know what they are receivers. And Cam Newton throws for 397 yards. And the Patriots have 23 points on offense and were one play away from winning the game.
Yeah.
And
through two games, this is big for Belichick and McDaniels.
And they lost their best running back and could not run the ball.
And moved on from a quarterback that won
Michelle
you six Super Bowls.
Sucked.
Yes.
Burkhead sucked. Even Taylor, he didn't do anything.
I think the league's on notice. This team's going to be a bitch to play. They're going to be a bitch to play every week.
Yeah, but you can't say that.
I don't know what.
And then also say the offensive coordinator
games.
Doesn't know what he's doing. I know. You know what I'm talking
about. But I'm saying, I think they're going to adapt. They're going to have the ability to adapt week to week to week to week. And they're going to look different on offense every week.
Yeah, the notion that
they're going to win ugly, too. Go ahead.
The notion that they had that performance yesterday offensively, in spite of Josh McDaniels as the offensive coordinator, is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I reject it.
I reject that. 617-779-0985. I want to tell you a take on Cam Newton from Andrew Brandt.
Okay.
That he tweeted out this morning that is absolutely insanity. I'm going to tell you about it coming up next.
Ooh,
okay?
Can't wait.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Comes to sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over it.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Two tight ends right, two left. As Izzo now shifts to the right side. Johnson behind Newton. Jacob Johnson, the fullback, to Newton's right. On the first and goal to go snap. He's going to throw a pop pass to Ryan, and Johnson makes the catch. Touchdown, Patriots!
Pretty, pretty, pretty. Put a bow on that one. What deception by Newton.
Cam Newton, the reason the Patriots are in the position they're in, was signed late in the offseason by the Patriots, as we all know. Andrew Brandt has a take on Cam Newton. Here's what he has to say. Andrew Brandt, who used to be with the Packers back when, right?
Yeah.
That right? That's who he worked for?
Yeah, I think so.
And then obviously he's been a media guy for quite some time. He has something to say about the crowd of people, right? As it says here. In the why did no one sign Cam Newton narrative, the Patriots should not get a free pass. He was sitting there for 4 months before they jumped in.
Oh.
I'm sorry, didn't the Patriots sign him? They don't get a free pass because they
waited too long.
Waited too long to sign him?
Yes.
Huh. They signed him and made him their starting quarterback.
The hell is this guy talking about?
Voted
team captain. Yeah. He's an idiot. That's just dumb. Dumb. Real quick here, injury breaking news.
You can't criticize.
No.
You have to criticize the Patriots, too. They waited to give him a job and give him the starting job. What? Huh? What the hell are you talking about?
Maybe they played the league perfectly and should be credited for it for getting him at the cost.
They had no space, by the way.
Right. They didn't
have any money.
Right. They had nothing. But then it opened up.
What's the breaking news?
Chris McCaffrey, MRI revealed.
That's not breaking. That happened.
That was an hour ago. We got something more breaking than that if you want the confirmation on Saquon Barkley.
6 weeks. Go ahead.
Saquon Barkley does have a torn ACL. He's out for the season.
Done. Oh, there's that.
Oof. Brutal. Does that hurt the league?
Of course it does.
The amount of guys out, Bosa.
Barkley, Bosa. You
brutal.
Just mentioned McCaffrey's going to miss some weeks.
Jimmy could be out 4 weeks.
No doubt about it.
Ankle sprains are a bitch, man.
Of course it hurts the league. Yeah, the product is better when the best players are out there on the field, of course.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley. Not good.
Not good for Judge.
ACLs.
A lot of pressure on Jones now.
Well, I just thought that take by Brandt was insane. Like what?
Wait, I mean, you're gonna get a lot of people sort of looking at this now, like with a crooked eye, saying, "Well, you know, why should we give them credit? They waited till the last possible minute to sign him.
Yeah, but you give them credit because they signed him, and he's their starting quarterback."
Nobody else did.
What is he talking about?
And then they coached his ass up. And to his credit, took the coaching.
And continues to. There were reports yesterday, and it was, I think, Slater on the post game last night talking about on the entire flight out there, 6 hours. Cam's got his nose buried in the playbook. I mean, it's a testament to both. And the fact that they waited.
Ooh.
Okay.
Sitting in Brady's seat,
look.
Huh?
It speaks more to the Patriots and maybe, you know, something that, you know, we addressed plenty during the offseason and you know, up until week one about, you know, what their real plan at quarterback was and maybe how things did not progress like they thought, especially with respect to Jared Stidham. But they did sign him, and he has worked out, and he has done more than what a lot of people expected. And he's... through two games. Yeah. I mean, yesterday was the point where he exceeded my expectations. Ahead of schedule, I think, is what you said earlier, Beadle. And I think that's a pretty good assessment.
The team
and Cam.
Yeah, I just don't think it was unfair that someone did expect Cam to be good. That's all. I agree with the caller on that. Caller said I expect him to be this good. That's okay. That was okay to have that opinion.
Yeah, that's fine. I didn't know how good he was going to be. He hasn't played. It says second game he's played in 2 years.
It's tough offense.
I mean, there are people that couldn't see the path to how he would become the starter. But he's the starter and he's pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's good.
It's good. It's fun to watch.
He does have the big windup, though. Still one of his things.
Hey, you've got to be careful with that. Throw your elbow off.
I think a big part of it is him coming off the injury. I think his throwing motion is he's forcing himself to use his whole body.
It's javelin-esque.
To throw the ball.
It makes sense. You ever see somebody throw the javelin? And normally when you see a quarterback in the pocket, it's shoulders are square and you're releasing high. Javelin thrower, left arm goes way up in the air, left elbow, and you drop the ball down. Like you're reaching back with the javelin because it's down, and then you come over the top. But the two throws to Edelman were dimes. One had great loft on it, the deep one left to right, and then he had to put some zip on that one, about a 35-yarder right down the gut late in the game. Perfect throw.
Tony's in Worcester. Tony, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Sorry about the window. I'm calling about the offensive line. You just last segment you listed off all the running backs who suck all of a sudden for some reason, and nobody can seem to understand why. And Cam Newton's the leading rusher, and most of those yards he gets are after the play's already broken down. He gets flushed out. He's got to run. So what is the problem with the team? I think it's the offensive line hasn't had time to gel yet. No preseason games, very little, preseason practicing. And I think if we give them time, I think that's this team, this offensive line can coagulate, and then we can get the running game. You can't have a running game without an offensive line. That last play of the game showed that they couldn't puncture. They couldn't penetrate the defense of the Seattle Seahawks very well.
Yeah. They ran the ball.
A really good team.
They ran the ball for over 200 yards a week ago. They didn't really say we're going to commit to the run last night. The other than Cam, I think they had like 14 rushes, like 20 yards. In the game. No production from the backs. They didn't really commit to it. When you only give a guy the ball 4, 5, 3 times, you're not going to get any bell cow going down.
I also don't think the Patriots have a great group of running backs. I love James White, but beyond that,
they missed the fullback. They missed that blocking tight end. I know Izzo's having a nice little start here, but yeah. Cam's your running threat.
Well, I'm excited about the possibility of Damian Harris getting healthy and being a factor.
He was your best back in camp.
Yes.
Supposedly. I haven't seen him. Go by what we see. I haven't seen him. So, we'll see.
Mike in Norwood on Rex Burkhead. Mike?
Hey, guys. Yeah, Burkhead sucks. That's it. Yeah. It's not the offensive line. I don't know why he's getting so many carries. But what I really want to talk about besides that was how can Belichick think that Harry will be better than Metcalf? Metcalf is among boys out there. I don't understand it.
He won't. I would bet money on that right now that he will not be as good as DK Metcalf in his career.
The problem is you sit there and you look at a guy's physical stature and you see him at the combine and you're like, he's too big. He's too big for the position.
He doesn't play that way.
He's too long. No. And like Bill's so good at watching freaking tape and knowing who can play football and who can't. They just can't pick receivers. I don't know what it is. I don't. Like, Deebo Samuel came here, and after his pre-draft visit, I'm going to be a Patriot. Went well. I'm going to be back here. Looking forward to it. Nope. One guy went ahead of N'Keal Harry. Hollywood Brown. He's in Baltimore.
Everybody else
playmaker,
in that draft.
Playmaker, make a play.
Playmaker, make a play. A lot of these playmakers are making plays on other teams that went after.
I'd take Darius Slayton from the Giants. Got them in a fifth freaking round. Fifth round player. Yeah. We understand N'Keal's a strong kid. He's a leaner. He's going to catch a ball and lean on you. He ain't breaking by anybody.
He didn't break by anybody at Arizona State.
Yeah, everything
that wasn't really his thing.
Everything we saw was high and jump ollie. Like, he's gonna go get it. It's gonna be contested, but strong kid. He'll fight for it.
Okay.
You need other people, man. But I thought he played better than he did in week one.
So Anthony in Medford. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, man?
Now, as long as Belichick by the end of the year can get this defense in order, we got to get Cam Newton. Now we know that he can play. Like Zoe said, I didn't think he was going to be this good either. But now that we know that, we got to get him help. Come on, really. Like he said, one-legged Edelman. I mean, Harry.
And not a pirate.
We have to get him help. We got to get him something, Beetle. You know what I mean? Yeah. He always makes a trade at the deadline. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now that we know we can be a contender, there's an extra playoff team this year. You got to get him help.
Yeah.
We have the money.
Anthony, I think it's an interesting point.
Are you going to have Olszewski coming on? Yeah.
I think it's something we got to talk about.
You know what he sounds like, Anthony?
Does last night change our view of, or not our view, does it change the team's view of what is worth adding to this team in season?
It's not just having the money, though. It's like
a money thing. It's about whether or not you want to invest, right?
Well, it's about whether you want to invest in some of the pieces that you're out there you think might be make for interesting trades. If he's talking about like right now, getting him help right now, things change on a week to week basis.
You know what I mean?
I do, but you know, guys that look like they might be available after week one, after yesterday, maybe not.
Anthony sounds a little bit like Steve Sanchez. Guys, how we doing today? It's good.
You know what I mean?
Talk about it. Can you talk about, love your show. Can you talk about, Bill? Here's your problem. You got to have the balls to do it because you gave up a second round pick for Sanu last year and you got nothing. Just whacked him. So that's.
Chris Gasper had a name for me
scoreboard
last night pregame.
Who?
A name of a receiver that the Patriots may want to consider targeting for a trade.
Yeah, tell us next.
I'll tell you next. All right. We'll tell you right after this, fellas.
Son of a gun.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Drive home with Felger and Maz this afternoon at 2. Right now, Zolak and Bertrand, Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You know what I mean?
Yesterday, there was a receiver inactive for a second straight week in Jacksonville. Do you know who it was? I wouldn't blame you if you couldn't come up with the name. Former fourth round pick out of Oklahoma. There you go. You get it in there?
Yeah. I didn't know what happened.
There you go.
You pulled my nub out.
D.D. Westbrook was inactive for a second straight week. D.D. Westbrook is a name that Chris Gasper mentioned pregame yesterday as maybe someone the Patriots should take a look
call
at.
Steelers.
He had 63 catches in 2018. He had 66 catches last season.
Oh, that's why. See?
What?
66, pretty good number.
He's been 60-plus catches the last 2 years, and now he can't get on the field. In Jacksonville, Jacksonville's got a they've got a backup at receiver, we'll call it. Okay, they've invested in the position, they've drafted at the position, and now D.D. Westbrook is being pushed out in Jacksonville. 66 catches a year ago.
I mean, I say, hey, I'm tired of just Jags, just another guy. Just go get somebody better. Like you get a name,
a Jag from the Jags.
But I mean, look at what Damir Baird did for you yesterday. Proved he can play. I think he ran good routes. I think he got vertical on guys, turned their hips, broke out. It's not just like, okay, I'm going to run 18 yards and round it in. I'm open for anything right now. You're going to need help. You're going to need help. Edelman can't do this all year.
That to me is a far more realistic option than, you know, the Allen Robinsons or Odell Beckham Jr.'s.
Which they're not.
I don't want a $20 million.
Odell Beckham Jr. is the guy that they're not going to have the appetite to trade right now. I'm like, why would we trade Odell Beckham Jr.?
Right. How about we get a guy at the end of his rookie deal who's shown that he can play in this league over the course of multiple seasons? He's now in his fourth year and, you know, has ability.
Yeah.
And might even turn into something more than what he's been. I can't believe he's been inactive, but let's go. Call the Jags. They suck. See what it's going to cost. What would you give up for him? What would you give up for him off your roster? That's a question.
I mean, you have DBs.
What if they want a player?
You have DBs. You have depth there.
It's one to watch.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. D.D. Westbrook. First trade rumor of the year right there. We just created it with the help of Chris Gasper, who pointed this out yesterday.
Gasper, huh?
Yeah, nice. Gasper. He said, oh, did you see that D.D. Westbrook was inactive again today? Mm. Something tells me maybe the Patriots should make a call. I said, okay, all right. So there it is. First trade rumor of the year. Nick is in Newton. Hi, Nick.
Nick from Newton.
That's you.
What's up? Hey, hello.
Hi.
All right, listen, this is what grinds my gears.
What's up, Nick?
Okay.
So Belichick knew that Sony Michel had a knee injury at the time of the draft, right?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Everybody did.
So why did they let Jonathan Taylor go right by him and let Indy pick him up? They could have scooped up Jonathan Taylor right away, but they went right by him, Indy picked him right up. Now, last play of last night's drive, okay? They put him in the shotgun. Even Pete Carroll knew what was going to be ran. If you look at the right side of the field, there was nobody on the right side of the field. All he had to do was fake it to the running back and run to the pylon. He wouldn't have even been touched.
You should call the plays. Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah, I'm serious.
There was nobody on the right side of the field. Nobody. Everybody was stacking the box. Even Pete Carroll knew that they were going to run that game. That play. Even Pete Carroll.
I think it's so wide open, you know, over there on that right side.
Yeah.
Yeah, once Flo got going that way and everybody goes to that side and you kind of commit, which is 11-on-11 down and tight. See all that space out there right here and just ran right in. I mean,
absolutely.
Of course he would have.
Because, well, what happens
is Nick and Newton the
show. Nick and Newton understands that those 11 guys, their feet are in concrete. And nobody can move from where they are. Once you have your designated spot at the start of a play before the ball is snapped, you're only allowed, you know, 2 steps outside of that area. So nobody could follow him or go with him, right?
Yeah. I blame Newton for that call. That's a typical Newton call.
Didn't they know what he was going to do earlier in the game? Didn't the Dolphins know the week before? It works. That's kind of the point with Cam Newton.
To the right.
Yes, you know what he's going to do, and he does it anyway.
And you can't stop it.
But you can't stop it. Last night they stopped it. They made a good play. Safety came up. Made a good play on the fullback. That's it. They made a play.
Bada bing, bada boom.
What about the right side, though?
They had a lot of room out there.
A lot of room out there.
He would have ran to the pylon.
John in Buffalo. John.
Hey, Zoe.
Hey.
I blame you, man. There's probably like, 10 or 15 of you guys kept talking about how Josh Allen, 22-year-old kid, sucks.
Yeah, he sucks.
When you were 22, you sucked.
You suck worse.
The kid is
you're calling my show, which makes you suck worse. How many touchdowns you catch with Bill's Mafia on the parking lot?
I make more money than you, bro. You suck.
That could be debatable.
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do? Do you make chicken wings up there? What do you take? Do you take tickets at the falls?
You guys shit.
You can't swear, John.
Right now.
Hey, John.
You should be kissing.
Look at this. Oh my God! Typical jackass Buffalo fan. Bills Mafia. They do this every year. They come out of the freaking gate and they're 2-0, and they're 4-0, and they're 7-1. And then guess what? You get film on them, and then your clown quarterback airmails 3 balls into the stands or throws 4 turnovers in a game that means something because your team perennially sucks. You suck. And then you know what? When we go to Buffalo, it's great because you know why? We get to leave Buffalo in 18 hours. I don't have to stay in your suckbag city any longer than 18 hours. Because last year was the first time ever we played in primetime. Because people thought your team's getting good. Because normally it's 1 o'clock every Sunday. You know why it's 1 o'clock every Sunday in Buffalo? Because you suck. And your little hero coach gets all excited and starts yelling at other coaches because he thinks he's playing now too. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Slave, you suck, Zoe.
You got
yelling?
A nice
little yelling, John.
You got a nice little team.
You got a nice little team there.
You're trending well.
Hello? He's out of takes? John, you're out of takes?
Yeah, I know I'm here. I mean, I thought you guys
What else you got, John?
No, we didn't hang out.
I want to know what you do. What do you do for a living, John?
You're going to call me after your quarterback's played well in two games.
Not giving you guys my thing. Not giving you my thing. Not going to do it.
Not do what thing?
Better than you were.
What thing?
And you said he sucked.
John, you said you make all this money. I just want to know what you do.
This is amazing. A first-round quarterback is better than me.
What?
In his third year. This is
good. Let him answer. What do you do for a living, John?
John, if I compared myself to John Allen and Josh Allen at any time.
You were playing college football. Dude, he'd kick your ass at anything.
John, what
cards? You want to play cards?
I want to know what you do for a living, John. I'm going to ask you one more time. John, what do you do for a living?
One more time. Why would I tell you?
Because you brought up that you make more money than
Zoe. You brought up all this money that you make.
You
I want to know more about it.
Bro, you're calling a midday talk show.
What's that?
Fucking Zoe, yeah.
Oh, he swore again.
We got his go.
What a dummy.
I'll see you in a couple weeks.
John's a liar.
What a dummy.
John lies about things all the time, I bet.
Buffalo's the best they've been in a long time, so.
Yeah.
They are.
Allen's playing well this year.
I don't think that's going to last, but the rest of the team is pretty damn good.
Now, having said all that,
yeah,
you look pretty good.
Defense is badass.
All that said,
defense is badass.
That won't last. Right. That team is that team looks the best it's looked in a very long time.
But their
quarterback still blows.
Tell Brent Daboll I saw.
A week ago, I don't know if John actually listens to the show. I said, "Wow, if they had a quarterback in Buffalo, we'd be talking about them as a legitimate Super Bowl contender."
Yep.
But they don't have it. They have Josh Allen.
But
it's two games.
But
we're not going to overreact.
Take the prediction part out of it. How did he look yesterday?
Really good.
Really good.
Yep.
Look good.
I look week one.
Five's
really
fun,
good.
Fun game to watch.
I wouldn't trust that kid.
That's a nice ball he had in the end zone week one. He threw it in the fourth row with the guy wide open.
Best thing we've talked about this year. We talked about it with Phil Perry a week ago. And by the way, how did Sam Darnold look yesterday?
Oh, you like dog crap.
Garbage. Absolute garbage.
The coach is killing him.
And I said, what if you flip the quarterbacks on those two teams? And they were drafted.
It's a good question.
Not just flip them now and they're now.
They're different players.
What if Darnold had been drafted by the Bills and Allen went to the Jets? Yeah. The Bills would be better off with their coaching staff and having some semblance of a team, which the Jets have not had with Darnold in house. They just haven't.
Yep. That's fine.
Hey, enjoy it, Buffalo. Enjoy it.
The unfortunate part
for Buffalo is you can't win the division in September. You can't.
He sounds like a successful hedge fund manager.
Well, they're normally listening to sports radio in other cities, calling them. That's normally what hedge fund guys do.
Dude, yeah. I mean, more money than you, bro. You suck.
Who says that?
Bro, I make more money than you, bro. I got a kick out of that.
All right,
I'm a YouTube star, bro. Have we ever done the me versus Josh Allen comparisons? Like that,
No,
yeah, we've never done it on a show, but I get that a lot. Like you suck. He's better than you.
It's the worst take ever.
Thank you.
And I like us. I was like, yeah. And what's your point?
First round pick.
What's your
3 years ago? Like top 10 pick.
And that means what?
Oh, top 5 pick 3 years ago.
All right, Sounds of Sunday coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds of Sunday sound good to me. Sounds of Sunday from all across the National Football League.
Hey, Beetle!
Those sounds of Sunday, they are always guaranteed to please.
Hear that?
All the players and coaches and
is that a natural vibrato you guys had going there? That's delightful.
Sure is.
Wow,
we hit that.
Trained.
One take.
Classically trained.
I remember when we recorded that, what, 2 years ago?
Probably.
Remember when we did three? I struggled with the last line of that.
Hardy had to help with the pacing. I mean, we played Marvin Gaye the other day, just his vocals alone. And yeah, I think it would be impressive if we just played our vocals alone without the music.
No, let's not do that.
We don't own the masters.
Killed the copy, huh?
Jay-Z sold those ones, too. Yeah.
Let's get in the pocket, T-Bone.
Oh, no!
Sounds of Sunday begins with the Washington-Arizona game. Fox broadcasters.
Oh, the Washington football team?
Stockton and Brady Quinn looking at the replay of a fumble. And Brady Quinn, I don't know if he misspoke. Maybe it's just an unfortunate moment here.
Punt return after a 56-yard kick. And the
really
Cardinals
the
get it back.
Fumble recovered by the kicking team.
And they'll review all turnovers here.
I think this ball's out, Dick.
Yeah.
All right.
He was talking to
Dick Stockton.
That's a
Dick
fake
Stockton.
Promo. That's a fake promo right there.
I mean,
it's Leslie Visser's husband.
I don't understand what the issue is there. I mean, he was just doing his job.
I think this ball's out, Dick.
My kid likes saying, we ride the car. Hey, Dad, can we go to Dick's? He loves going to Dick's.
Right.
So we'll look at the bats and balls.
I think this ball's out, Dick.
By the way, my mother called during the break.
She did.
Said, be nice to the people from Buffalo. Even though they poured beer on her when she went to games there.
I don't think she was worried about the people of Buffalo. She was worried about us behaving ourselves.
Yeah. It's good. It's police's things.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. It's good. Like she's listening down there. She heard the F word on a stream. She's all fired up.
Let's go to the Eagles.
Yeah, you got
to
get that stream, Zoe.
That stream's awesome.
Download the app.
You can hear all the swearing.
You could have heard all the things that caller said.
All the nasty people from Buffalo, how rude they are.
You got to stream us, baby.
Right.
Let's go to the Eagles-Rams game. Fox broadcast. So realistic, they even had fake Philly crowd booing the Eagles off the field.
Third and five. Wentz too tall for Zach Ertz. And now fourth down. Bring the punt team back on for the Eagles. John Johnson out there in the coverage.
All right, normally accurate Carson Wentz. Those are two passes that they threw high and away.
That means the person in Philly who works for the team
has got some balls.
Well, yeah. Crowd would boo them here.
Yep.
Turn up the boo track.
Would that happen here? How long would that person work at Gillette? Seriously. I'm telling you, there's an issue with crowd noise around the league, and they need to figure this out. Because some levels aren't what they should be, some aren't. And
well,
I think
some places have fans.
Some people that have the 20. Don't tell me that the 20,000 fans in Dallas didn't matter. And I know they're spread out.
Okay.
But it's a different mentality for a player
Can
when
I
you run out.
Can I be honest with you, though?
Yeah.
Has it really impacted a game? Is it ever going to get so loud as that it will impact a game?
I don't know. I think if you have something that's built into you and you like looking around and you see your family up there and it eases you.
Who cares?
I don't know.
I'm not worried about the crowd.
Some guys are like that, though, man.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about it being a problem, though.
I know that, but I think it's unfair to have one team to allow to do it.
Oh, you're saying it's not loud enough that the players can't even hear it?
Right.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then that is a problem.
I noticed it last week. Yeah, I didn't think it was loud enough.
Okay.
All right.
I only noticed it for the home games, but go ahead.
Steelers beat the Broncos after the game.
Steelers.
One of the reporters had a hot mic during Mike Tomlin's post-game Zoom.
All right.
Joe Rutter, go ahead.
Live Mike, can you hear me? That was not
yes,
me.
I can.
That was not me that swore.
Okay.
What did you think of the play of the offensive line with the
What did he say, T-Bone? Can you tell us?
Stop being a prude. Say it.
Play it on the stream.
Yeah. Play for my mom.
And that doesn't tell us anything.
He's pissing
Two bad
off.
Words? What did he say? Okay. He said effing Christ. I can say that.
He's probably having an issue with his connection.
We got to beep him when you put him together, you know, like is? That.
Sometimes you'll shrink a screen down and you can't pull up the video and you're sitting there, you're punching your computer going, effing C. Yeah, I mean, I can see that.
The reaction, too.
I will take reporter dropping an F-bomb over reporter on the keyboard, reporter plugging in the mouse, unplugging the mouse on the conference calls. Hello! All those dings and buttons.
Pittsburgh looks good. Pittsburgh's front seven looks really, really good.
We're not talking football now. We're going to the Patriots broadcast. Soucy in the pregame talked about how much and how the night's broadcast brought him back to his childhood.
Oh, Jesus.
Bob, we call this segment the scene setter. And over the years, under normal circumstances, you'd be telling us about the scene in Seattle and the warm-ups on the field and how the weather is and things of that nature. Tonight you're in Foxborough. You're going to be in the home radio booth tonight. I'm not sure if
everyone
knows this. I know Zoe and I talked about it on the air earlier this week, but you're going to be in the home broadcast booth tonight, and you have monitors that will obviously show you what's happening on the field in Seattle. But how do you rank this among your unique broadcasting experiences in your career?
Beetle, this takes me back to my childhood, sitting in our basement watching sports on the television and pretending that I was a broadcaster and dreaming of becoming one.
Well, now so you're the real deal.
I thought that was a nice moment. I have no problem with that.
I don't know
what
your problem is.
I've got a problem with your question. Holy crap.
It's a talk show.
You got 3-hour window to fill.
Yeah, but you know,
it's not an interview. We're not like it's not a straight up interviewing like an athlete.
Right.
No kidding.
Or a coach.
No kidding.
That's a good point.
It's the Beatles show with the occasional pop ins from special guests like Bob Soucy. All right, Zoe apparently had some coffee during the game.
Hey, don't forget Cumberland Farms hot or iced coffee. That's right, still and always just 99¢ every day, any size. With the weather here in New England, it's always changing. You have your pick, and Mark Capella could thank me for bringing the Cumberland Farms coffee. I actually didn't get the 99¢. I actually brought a bag for our coffee pot here in the booth. You should see Capella's face when I walked in with my coffee maker.
Humble brag.
Yep. Went into my Cumbies, go there every day to gas up. Hit the Cumberland Farm Smart Pay app.
That's right, because Zoe gets gas every day.
I do. I don't like to fill my truck up. I only put $25 in. I don't like to spend more than $40 in gas.
But you don't go through $25 in gas every day.
Twice filling his gas tank like 6 times a week.
I like to go in there because I like to see people. I like to get my coffee. He's doing, hey, how you doing? Good morning. Hey, I'm just thinking of the game. The little water cooler talk.
Right.
Hanging out.
All right, finally, wouldn't be a Patriots broadcast if Zoe didn't talk about what?
Don't know.
It's another sponsor. One of your favorites?
I was going to say,
I like them all. It's a tough one.
Big Y.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.